Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Disturbing news came yesterday for families of those buried at Arlington National Cemetery. The precise rows of white headstones and green grass, it turns out they mask a messy truth that lies just under the surface. And after a year-long investigation into the top manager at the cemetery, the Pentagon announced yesterday that serious errors had occurred in more than 200 burials. Here is Army Secretary John McHugh.
211 graves were there issues of misidentification or improper record keeping.
In more simple terms, the remains of more than 200 people were lost. In some cases, the wrong headstone was placed above a grave. In another, two unrelated service members were buried in the same plot. According to Mark Benjamin, who spent the last year investigating the story for Salon.com, these 200 cases may be just the beginning. Mark, welcome. And you first reported on this last July. You've covered it ever since. Yesterday, you had a piece on Salon.com about the ousting of the cemetery's deputy superintendent, Thurman Higginbotham. What did you see during your investigation that said to you, this ain't right?
Well, what I saw was that the burial errors that are occurring all over the cemetery, and they are systematic. In other words, at Arlington, while other cemeteries computerize operations, they keep track of grave locations via satellite, Arlington still does everything with little pieces of paper, and little pieces of paper go missing. It's a huge cemetery. There's 30 burials a day. And so what I was finding was not just a burial mistake here or there in just one area of the cemetery, but all across the cemetery, which means that this problem is systematic and widespread.
This is our nation's second biggest cemetery, 6,000 burials a year, and certainly the most famous one and the most respected one. Why isn't there a system in place to do this?
That's a very good question. That's sort of the $64,000 question. In fact, Arlington officials have spent somewhere between $6 million and $15 million trying to put up a computerized system to track burials there. They've used the same group of very shady contractors operating under different names, and those contractors have produced nothing. They've been working for 10 years to try to put a computerized system in place to track burials, and they've done nothing. So where did all the money go? And that was an answer that was not the answer to that question did not come up during the press conferences yesterday.
Mark Benjamin, Todd Zwillick here. Are we talking about recently deceased veterans and soldiers, like from the last 10 years since Iraq? Or, you know, there are people buried in Arlington from the Civil War and before, right? Does this run the gamut across history?
Yes, we're talking about all of them. The way that they're burying people in the cemetery and keeping track of records now is the same way they did it 50 years ago. In other words, they're burying Vietnam veterans, they're burying veterans from Iraq and Afghanistan. The same shoddy paperwork system is in place today that was in place 20 years ago. The burial mistakes are run the gamut from Iraq and Afghanistan through that, yes, back through Civil War soldiers and all across the cemetery, geographically and in terms of chronologically.
And Mark, the military found 211 graves that had been mishandled. Is that the end of it?
No, that is just barely the tip of the iceberg. You have to understand that what they did in their investigation is they took the cemetery is separated into sections. There are, I don't know, 40 or 50 sections. Each section has about 5,000 graves. The Army took three sections just as a sample, so about 15,000 graves, and went through the paperwork, and they found 211 potential burial problems, okay? That's out of 15,000 graves, 211 problems. There are 330,000 graves at Arlington National Cemetery. So you do the math.
Terrifying. I want to bring in now Dorothy Nolte, and her sister, Air Force Master Sergeant Marion Grabe, was buried at Arlington in March of 2008. Dorothy, what did you learn from Mark's reporting, and what did you find out about your sister's grave?
Well, originally Mark had called me and asked me if I was aware that her gravesite had been changed, and I said absolutely not. I didn't know anything. And through Mark's reporting, I came to learn that there was a possible misburial on a grave that had its headstone removed, and my sister was placed there before they could put anything else there. And the widow of the soldier that was buried below came to visit her husband, and lo and behold, she sees my sister's headstone there and makes a beeline for the main office to complain and see what's going on. And when they discovered this, they immediately took my sister out and put her someplace else, not having my permission, not notifying us, not telling us where the new location was. And I didn't know anything about it until Mark called in October of last year.
This whole thing is so unsettling. Dorothy Nolte, Army Secretary John McHugh has apologized to families in a press briefing. Let's listen to that.
I deeply apologize to the families of the honored fallen resting in that hallowed ground who may now question the care afforded to their loved ones.
Dorothy, is that apology good enough for you?
Well, I think more should be done to give the families peace. I received peace subsequently by going to Arlington myself and making sure that my sister was indeed now where they said she was. And I think there are going to be other families that are going to want to know and have proof of where their loved ones are. And I think that's the way they can get peace and, you know, along with the apology. They need that peace of mind to know that.
Where is your sister buried now, Dorothy?
She's in a plot about four graves over from where she was originally laid. And it's a good plot. And as I said, I got peace from it knowing that she's there. They did accommodate me and dig up her remains. Her urn was only buried 3 feet down. And I knew it was her urn, and it was engraved. I had picked it out, and they reburied it in my presence. So, you know, I have peace, and I came home from there in peace.
Mark Benjamin. I'm sorry, Dorothy. I apologize.
No, I just hope and pray that every family gets that peace.
All right. Mark Benjamin, writer for Salon.com, who revealed this story. Dorothy Nolte, sister of Air Force Sergeant Master Sergeant Marion Grabe, who was buried at Arlington and now reburied. We're glad to know that she's in a safe place now. Thank you both.